The four-year grand total is $3.4 billion. The STIP is front-loaded, partly because federal funding is likely to drop off precipitously by 2014. Most of the money comes from the Highway Trust Fund, fueled by federal gas and other taxes. But DOT Statewide Planning Division Director Jeff Otteson says the trust fund can't keep up with the 50 states' rate of spending.
Congress here to date has three times gone in and given it additional quantities of money from the general fund to basically make the Highway Trust Fund large enough to cover the current level of spending nationwide. Well, everyone's predicting they're not going to do that anymore.
In the first year of the STIP, projects are estimated at $1.3 billion. By 2015, it's down to $500 million. Otteson says federal partners expect states to make reasoned project estimates and show all sources of revenue, even that which is not yet guaranteed by the legislature.
So if we have to live within our means, if we have to live with what the Highway Trust Fund is actually producing in terms of revenue, that is essentially a one-third drop from the current level of spending.
Some of Alaska's most important projects are mainline highways and bridges. More than a dozen need to be replaced.
These bridges are all considered structurally deficient. That is, they're kind of past their useful life, and they're now getting weaker. They don't handle typical highway loads, so we get them replaced.
The most dangerous highways are in south-central Alaska, where fatality rates are high. This year's hot spot is in the Kenai Peninsula.
So just for example, the Kenai Peninsula has had 10 highway fatalities just this summer.
Alaska is part of the National Highway System, which includes such roads as Juneau's Egan Drive, the Klondike and Haines Highways, the Seward, Sterling, Glen, and Parks. Otteson says some NHS sections were built before statehood, and a lot are substandard.
They're very expensive to replace, $3, $4, $5 million a mile.
Local governments and the public nominate projects for the transportation plan. Southeast region planner Andy Hughes says each regional office ranks the projects, then DOT headquarters has the task of putting the statewide list together. It's about a two-year process. If funding assumptions are right, Hughes says, most of the projects in the STIP will be built more or less as scheduled. In southeast Alaska, the Haines and Klondike highways are the top priority. They're southeast's link to other parts of the state and Canada. Both are expecting heavy mine traffic out of Canada.
Klondike Highway has become a priority because of the forecast of significantly increased mine haul to Skagway. There's several large Canadian mines that are expected to come online and increase the number of ore trucks on the highway significantly.
Southeast projects total $490 million in the four-year STIP. Otteson says the Alaska Marine Highway System comes in at $264 million, including the Alaska Class Ferry, scheduled for construction next year.
The STIP is portraying what we intend to do in the next 4 years. Like with the Alaska Class, all the money is appropriated, but that $120 million is actually in the STIP because it's going to construction in 2012.
DOT is taking public comments on the four-year statewide transportation improvement plan through September 18th. The STIP can be found on the State Transportation Department website. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.